T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here's the deal. It's been a heavy couple of hours.
I don't even remember our 10 o'clock hour. That's what's happened since 11.
Since 11 o'clock, we have, there have been major headlines have happened locally and nationally.
Two big ones, two big stories that we've been following since, I think 11 o'clock, shortly before 11 o'clock. The Schlitterbahn story, which we'll take your calls on here in a sec, and the Bob Kraft story.
Yeah, the owner of the Patriots, Bob Kraft, charged with 2 counts of soliciting a prostitute in connected with a sex trafficking sting down in Florida. We have the Schlitterbahn thing, and recently, R. Kelly, the singer, has been now charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse, multiple counts. Could go to jail for 3 to 7 years up in Cook County in Chicago. Famed attorney Michael Avenatti, you remember that dude, he's Stormy Daniels' attorney. He also represents whistleblowers and alleged victims in the case, tweeting out, "It's over after 25 years of serial sex abuse and assault of underage girls. The day of reckoning for R. Kelly has arrived." I urge you to watch that documentary if you want to see a tale of twisted WTF stuff. Watch the R. Kelly. It's called a documentary series called Surviving R. Kelly. And he has finally been charged. And you would probably watch that and say, what the hell took so long? So those three big stories are local and national ones that have just kind of happened in the last 2 hours.
But we'll stick with the local one for the moment. And again, this is the case. The criminal charges against three people, two for second-degree murder and one for involuntary manslaughter. Those have been thrown out. The indictments have been thrown out because of mistakes that the Attorney General's office made in presenting to the grand jury. Basically, these problems taken together prejudiced the grand jury that returned an indictment. And so now they've got to decide whether to appeal the judge's decision or try to go before another grand jury, maybe turn it over to the county. There are a ton of options there, and we have not heard from the AG's office yet.
576-7798. Mark has been hanging on. He's driving around. Thanks so much, Mark. You're on KMBZ.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it would have been like a nobody's kid, whether it be a boy or a girl, get killed on Schlitterbahn on the roof, what would have happened? They probably would have paid off the parents to keep it quiet, and we would have never known.
I don't think that for a second. I don't believe for a second. And we're just going to have to disagree there, Mark. I don't believe for a second that when a boy dies in the manner that he died,
yes,
on the world's largest water slide,
with the number of people that saw it happen,
I don't, it to me makes zero difference who his dad is and what position he holds.
Now, some of you I know believe that, and it was because of, I don't remember exactly, but Scott Schwab's decisions in terms of, here it is. Scott Schwab, Texter said, voted to eliminate safety regulations on amusement parks in the state of Kansas, and that's part of what played into this.
I'll tell you this. I'm a nobody. If my daughter were to pass in that way, which I never, ever want to say, there isn't a dollar amount Schlitterbahn could have paid me to shut up and not bring it to the light of the world. I think that is a terrible take.
But it's not an unusual. He's not the only one that thinks that.
It's still a bad take. You can believe it if you want. It's a bad take. That because of Caleb Schwab's dad's profession, that's the reason that it matters? No. If Steve, who works at Hallmark, lost his daughter or son in the manner of which they did on a ride, that is the biggest story of 2016 regardless if he works at Hallmark or if he's a janitor at a high school.
Let me come back to asking a couple of questions so that we're not parent shaming in the middle of all this.
God bless.
Should these two assistant attorneys general who made these mistakes resign, be fired? Should Derek Schmidt resign? Should the governor of Kansas be asking for them to step down? And how much money did you tell me, taxpayer money?
$125,000 in the dot.
That's how much Wyandotte County has spent on this case now. And again, we've had an acquittal, two acquittals, and three indictments that are now thrown out.
You know, Larry brings up something. He's on the line right now. Larry, thanks for calling, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the owners of a Slitter Bomb. I don't think in their wildest dreams that they ever went out to murder that little boy in the first place, and I think the charge is in the hype, and I'm sure everybody wanted to see something done about it. Negligence, I could understand that, but I think they went after too much, and as far as the prosecutors don't, I think they were going after publicity or whatever. I just don't think they should have made it such as widespread and publicized as it was. And all the money that they spent trying to get murder charges on somebody, they didn't go out to murder that little boy that day.
I think you're right. I think second-degree murder. It's not first-degree murder, but I still think second-degree murder was the wrong. Because murder is intent. I believe that was setting the bar too high. I think you would have had a better chance. Hell, you would have had a better chance if you didn't provide a fake video and laws that didn't apply. But if it was a manslaughter charge or something along those lines, again, I don't know the legal system, but second-degree murder seems a lot.
But they still presented the same evidence that would have been thrown out. So I don't know if they would have presented different evidence if they were going after something else.
Let's go to Bear, who's in Roland Park. What's up, Bear? Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I have a complete lack of faith now in the lawyers in this prosecutor's office. You would have thought that the indictment was the easy part. What would have happened if they actually went to trial? Would they have been competent enough to actually get a guilty plea? And if they did get a guilty plea, would they have screwed up in a way that would have resulted in an appeal and these guys going free in the first place? So even if they do go forward with it, I have a complete lack of faith in the lawyers that are prosecuting this case that they would have actually done a good job. I'm wishing that something might have happened that maybe we can get the feds involved and maybe get someone that might actually know what they're doing, because this seems like it was just inadequate representation on the state's part, that we should have had someone else doing, you know, this case that should have been able to do a better job.
Thank you for your phone call, Bear. Appreciate it. Lot of eyes on Attorney General Derek Schmidt for exactly that. Quinlan in Overland Park, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Quinlan?
Well, hello, Wicked and Jamie. How are you doing?
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Okay, guys, I may be the dumbest of everybody, okay? So I need y'all to help me to understand. I know this was handled and settled, but weren't there injuries of other people prior
yes.
to this little boy dying?
Yes.
There were injuries to other people in this incident. There were two other women at the same time in the same incident in which Caleb Schwab died. There were two women that were injured at that time. As far as before that, I don't know.
Okay. I thought there were some.
I'll clear that up for you. I remember that was part of the story too. I mean, they had a year of injuries, like 14, 15.
Okay, I didn't remember that.
Like back injuries and other things for the thing going too far and it like hitting the end of the slide. So there were other cases of injury that ice packs were given. They were brought to the medical area, but nothing like this.
Nothing like this. But I guess my only point is, It took this tragedy for the thing to be brought down. And I mean, I agree with both of you about the father, who he is. I don't even know who the man is. It doesn't matter. When someone dies in this manner, it needs to be handled. The identity of the father, I don't care if it was Obama's daughter or anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It needed to be handled. And so that guy that said that, look at that lady that nobody knows about, who's her entire family died in Branson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, that's a good point, because it's something similar, a terrible tragedy. That woman's not the daughter of a lawmaker. She's not a lawmaker and lost her family in that duck boat accident. But that was a huge story last year. Huge story last year that we spent a lot of time talking about. Quinlan, thank you for your phone call. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll take some more text messages, take more phone calls on this. You want to jump in, you can. We're going to lighten it up at the end of the show with First World Friday.
Yeah, I would say we'll go to 1:30 on this for those that want to get in. And then we'll, a couple of you have asked, can we lighten it up before the end? We'll take half an hour. We'll lighten it up after 1:30.
For sure. Hey, and also, don't forget, if you want to go hang out with Dana and Parks, they're going to be at the 54th Street Grill in St. Joe. Did Dana leave yet? Because she's got to get there.
I've seen Scott. I mean, it's an hour-long drive. If she hasn't left yet, you got... You got problems.
They're going to be broadcasting live at the 54th Street Grill from 2 until 6 up in St. Joe. So stop on out and say hello. They got great drink specials and appetizers and all that. We'll get to Jeff and Diana coming up next. Right back to the phones at 576-7798. You can text 22980. Jeff is in Overland Park. Thanks for hanging, Jeff. You're on KMBZ.
How's it going, guys?
All right.
And I've had the Friday song stuck in my head all day, so I can't wait for that part, too,
good.
By the way.
Good. Thanks, man.
So my kind of question is, do you think other attorneys, defense attorneys, may start looking into cases these guys worked and really going over their what they presented to maybe say, look, they've been doing this for a while and trying to get other cases thrown out against their clients?
I don't know. You would have to ask attorneys who faced off against Assistant Attorneys General Adam Zentner, Sean Qualseth, and against Eric Schmidt. I mean, that's an interesting question. It hadn't popped into my brain.
It's possible, sure.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, if they tried to slide in a rule that wasn't in effect when Caleb Schwab died and a video that was doctored for dramatization on the Travel Channel in order to sway a jury, who knows? That's a great question, Jeff. Thanks for it. 576-7798. Diana, you're on KMBZ.
I was just, Quinlan kind of covered what I was going to say. There were other accidents at Schlitterbahn where it came out and it showed where, I think there was actually broken bones a couple times and stuff.
I think I saw one spinal injury I read a while back.
Yeah, and so that, I mean, and of course they obviously settled, because it made me think about that when you were talking about, which I feel the same way, there would be no amount of money if that was my child that was killed that would make me stop. But, and then when somebody brought up the duck boat, it's like, okay, when those people killed, it came out that there had been other cases. So are the other duck boats still running? Because they're countrywide. And if that's true, then if there should ever be anything that would happen to them again, I mean, to me, that would be like premeditated murder almost, because it would be like, you knew all this, and there's been people killed. And, and I hate to say we need to make more laws because we have too many laws, but there has to be something that happens when there's accidents so that there's a follow-up of some kind and that they just can't bury it.
Yeah, I mean... This incident resulted in more regulations being passed. I mean, Kansas did not have those regulations dictating safety and construction and how often to check on those things. And then as a result of Caleb Schwab's death, Kansas now has rules like that. And my guess, that's often the result of when we have problems with duck boats or problems with construction of something like this, is that now you have more systems in place to inspect them so that it doesn't get to this point.
Do we know if they've been banned in Missouri yet?
I don't know.
I'm trying to Google this, and I know the former NTSB chairman was quoted shortly after. I mean, that was back in July of last year. I would assume they're banned, but I don't know if they're banned, because I don't think I remember anything specifically telling us that they were, but they were... People were urging for them to get banned. They should be if they're that much of a threat.
Well, but we're talking about duck boats now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's we'll be clear on what we're talking about. I think it still needs to be sorted out, though, if it was human error or, a problem with the boats. If it was human error, it doesn't mean that the boats are bad. It means that the people operating them are making decisions that they shouldn't be. But there has been a lot of talk about the construction of those, that because of the windows and everything, that it makes it difficult to get out of those.
Diana, thank you for your phone call. Bill is in Overland Park. Hi, Bill. You're on KMBZ.
Thank you for taking my call.
Got it.
I first want to say no parent should ever have to go through that. But with that being said, you know, there's been lots of accidents at amusement parks and water parks all over the country, and it did not bring the publicity that this has. You know, you want to, U.S. Marshals go down and storm the guy's house in Texas and arrest him. And I've never seen anybody else get arrested for, you know, people falling off roller coasters or whatever. But I think the whole thing was botched from the beginning. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, did he not have an interview when he was talking to somebody, the owner of Schlitterbahn, saying, I don't care how big it is it safe? And I believe when it first came out, that was one of the things on the TV where he was saying, I don't care how big it is it safe? And I don't believe for a minute that if he thought it was unsafe, that he would have put it in, you know, into service.
Well, there's a reason why it was built in Kansas.
Right, because we didn't have the regulations in place to keep him from building whatever he wanted.
Right. I mean, some of the lowest levels of water slide regulation in the country, right here in Kansas. I mean, they didn't build it in California because there's laws that are now on the books in Kansas that weren't on the books then. And I still will go to the end of the show believing that if the young boy, in the manner of which he died, on the ride that he died on, was the son of a janitor, we're still talking about it like we are the son of a lawmaker.
Again, I'm not going to detail it, but he didn't just fall off a ride.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah.
And I'm not going to say any more than that because we probably have kids listening. But he didn't just fall off a ride, and it wasn't just any ride. It was the tallest water slide in the world, and the manner of death was horrific. Not anything we've had happen before.
We've
never seen a case like this.
Sorry. Kids fall off rides. People fall off rides, tragically, on a somewhat regular basis. It's use of the term loosely, I think. But the way this went down and the size of this ride, I don't care who his dad is. But there is a lot of blame to go around, Bill. You are spot on about that. Let's wrap this up with Pierce on KMBZ. You get the final word, Pierce, because we are going to lighten it up for the last half hour.
I was just going to take the position that I think it's a bit of a rush to judgment to say the assistant attorney general should be fired. One, I'm an attorney myself. I haven't read the opinion, so I'm not sure. But, you know, with respect to the expert witness, the regulations that Kansas passed are more likely than not based upon what the industry standard was at the time the incident happened, right? So it depends how they presented that evidence. If they presented it, this is the law, this was the law at the time the incident happened, and that obviously was not true, then that's a problem. But if the expert presented it as saying, look, this is what the industry standard was, or the standard of care for water park owners was at the time, that doesn't make that was the standard of care, or that was the industry standard, and that's appropriate testimony. And I can completely see why an attorney would present that. Now, if they didn't include in that explanation the fact that, look, this wasn't the law in Kansas, that maybe is a problem, but it doesn't change the fact that that was the industry standard at the time.
For sure. And Pierce, I can't argue that, man. Thank you for the phone call. If you want to comment on this, the story is all over our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ, and on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We're going to lighten it up for the last half hour. This has been a pretty heavy last couple of hours.
Weigh in on our Twitter poll and the text poll.
Yes.
We're going to talk about margaritas for a bit because we really do need to take 10 minutes and take a breath before we do First World Friday. So I tweeted it out this morning. It's National Margarita Day. You can follow it on Twitter or you can text in. Which is your favorite, frozen or rocks? As in on the rocks.
Text the word frozen or the word rocks to 22980. That's 22980, our text line. Or vote on Twitter. Follow Jamie at JamieKMBZ. Also, we've retweeted her from the station page at KMBZ Radio. So we'll update that poll for you. We'll do First World Friday coming up at 1:45. Let's get to the newsroom. She's been very busy today. Here's Kara.
A couple accused of torturing their children pleads guilty. More next.
Feels like a really good day to go drink a margarita.
I'm seeing a lot of the specials that are being tweeted out on my Twitter feed about what you can find for National Margarita Day. I think these are just regular happy hour specials, but still.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, you can utilize it today because it is National Margarita Day.
How's my poll doing?
Let's see. On the text line, you can text the word rocks or the word frozen to which either... Which style of margarita, yeah, you like it. Text that to 22980. 77% of texters, over 200 votes, 77% of our texters like it on the rocks, which is good.
And some of you are tweeting in strange, texting in strange things, like with a sugar rim, which is not.
What if I had a strawberry margarita?
No. To me, the reason that you put the salt on the rim, the reason it's designed that way is to counter the sugar in a margarita. Margaritas can be really sweet. And so you put the salt there to counter it. You're just putting sugar on sugar.
That's all right, though. I'm okay with that. Let's see. On Twitter, it's 72% of those on Twitter at JBKMBZ going with On the Rocks.
To me, the worst offense is using sour mix in a margarita. That disgusting neon green looking junky chemical tasting crap that you make margaritas with. To me, bottled sour mix is...
I'll play dumb because I don't know. What else then would you put in there?
Lime juice. You would just... I make my
tequila
margaritas...
Tequila and lime juice and that's it?
Yeah. To me, when you're skipping the sour mix, you do lime juice, triple sec, tequila, and like agave syrup or simple syrup. Okay. And you don't need the sour mix. And it's just... It's a little more... I mean, it just tastes better.
So if I handed you one, would you drink it? Like if I said, here, this is what I got.
It just tastes very chemically to me and sweet in a fake way. And
processed.
Processed is a good word for it. Yeah. Just very. And I'll ask because I like a lot of other cocktails. And so it's okay to not drink a margarita. So sometimes I'll check. And a lot of restaurants make their own sour mix. They just do their own, and then that's fine if they're doing it themselves.
So you show up at a party, I hand you one. You're like, well, and it just happens to be from the big like jug o margarita mix. Will you drink it?
I mean, I'm not going to be an obnoxious jerk face, but I'm going to. I mean, if it's good, I'll drink it.
Okay. Something I don't get is the margaritas flavored like other fruits,
like strawberry,
a strawberry margarita or a mango. I thought the whole essence of a margarita was the fact that it was tequila and lime juice.
That's a good point.
Nothing wrong with those, with the strawberry margarita. Yeah. Nothing wrong with a pineapple margarita. Nothing wrong with a mango margarita.
Doesn't that become a different drink at that point, though? I don't know. Pina colada's got pineapple in it.
Yeah, but I think the hallmark of a margarita is the tequila, though.
Yes.
Isn't that rum?
Yes, it is.
Coconut, yeah. Yep. But you all can also do flavored pina coladas.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those with different kinds of fruits.
Mango pina colada is really, really good.
But to me, I'm with you, Sam. I'm a purist.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm big on the whole lime margarita with salt on the rocks.
Yeah, that's kind of how I go about it, too. Yeah, and if it's 95 degrees outside, then I'll do the frozen. But I don't need a blender then.
No.
You know, I can just kind of mix it up in the glass. I can just kind of go the pure route, so.
How come National, and you don't know the answer to this, but how come National Margarita Day isn't, like, in the summertime?
That's a good question.
You know, like, because this doesn't feel like margarita weather to me.
Because we have Cinco de Mayo.
In May.
That's like, I know, but that's like Margarita Day 2.0.
The
it's
answer
sometimes
being,
warm.
We have Cinco de Mayo. Right. That is not something that they celebrate.
Well, yeah.
The same way in Mexico, but we have Cinco de Mayo.
I mean, I'd rather, National Margarita Day be on a day when it's 85 or 90 out, you go outside and have a margarita. This doesn't feel like, this feels like Whiskey Day.
Okay, find that story on a Market Watch real fast. This is what we can talk about for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Where there was, so Market Watch had a study about, this is why they did the story, I think, because today is National Margarita Day. They did the story of what nationally the favorite cocktail across the country is one thing, except in Chicago, it is something else. And this completely explains everything about me. that I like a margarita, but it's because the cocktail that is the favorite in Chicago is something I really like.
The best-selling cocktails, they just rank them 1 through 5. And for some reason, they pick Boston, they pick Chicago, they pick L.A., they pick Miami, they pick New York, and they pick Tampa. I don't know what Tampa is doing with the 5 biggest markets in the country, but regardless or irregardless, everybody's favorite cocktail is a margarita, except in Chicago. Boston, L.A., Miami, New York, and again, for some reason, Tampa. margarita is their favorite favorite cocktail. In Chicago, it's an old fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Like me, an old fashioned.
Yeah, I mean, old fashioned's fine.
Me, an old fashioned.
That's a good Midwest drink.
It's a good cold weather city drink.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't see a lot of people in L.A. drinking or Boston drinking an old fashioned. Like, that's a Midwest drink right there.
Right. L.A. is a warm weather city. So, yeah, I would think margarita would be a big thing there. Boston.
Margarita,
who cares?
Margarita, martini, espresso martini, Bloody Mary, and then Cosmo are the big five in Boston.
Ugh.
Chicago, it's an old-fashioned mimosa, martini, Moscow Mule, and Manhattan. Those are the big five in Chicago. What I find interesting, too, about this story is they rank them for best-selling cocktails by day part. So, like, in the morning, what do you think across the country in these five, six cities, the number one drink in the morning is?
Bloody Mary.
That's number two on the list.
Mimosa.
Mimosa's number one.
A lot of people don't like tomato juice.
And then, by the way, it's margarita. I don't want a margarita at 7 a.m. I'm not a tequila at 7 a.m. kind of guy.
What if you're working third shift and you're getting off work at 8 o'clock in the morning? Then I can see doing it.
Maybe.
You know?
It is the most popular noon drink. Noon to 6, margarita, then martini, mimosa, old-fashioned, then bloody.
The more interesting part of this is what's really popular later at night.
The most popular evening drink is also margarita, martini, then old-fashioned. But there's a nighttime. There's the 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. day part, best-selling cocktail in the United States. Martini is one, which that sounds about right. Number two is Long Island Iced Tea.
A.K.A. when you've given up on life and you just don't care anymore.
That's because they know they're heading home soon, so they can handle that.
You need to get as much booze in you before the bars close as you can.
That's about quantity.
Or they have $14 left and feel like spending it on one thing.
Right, like, you know, you've been drinking at the bar for like 3-4 hours, whatever. You bar hopped, you gone to the club, whatever. How can I finish this night off and not remember it? Let me order a Long Island iced tea. And by the way, I hope it's pre-made if I'm behind you, because I don't want to wait for that bartender to have to pour
everything, seven
liquors into a damn bottle when all I want is another Miller Lite.
By the way, everybody on the text line, calm down.
What?
He knows that irregardless is not a word. He was joking.
Oh, yeah. That's
people are mad at you that you said irregardless. You were joking.
Well,
he was joking because every time someone makes a mistake grammatically on the show, I run my face into the desk, and that was for my benefit. Well, that was to make me laugh.
Well, irregardlessly. I mean, goodness.
So
wait, so does this list not include like an ice cold beer?
No. This is best-selling cocktails.
I was going to say, I can't imagine that parts of America choose cocktails over beer.
What?
I can't imagine that certain parts of America choose cocktails over beer. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, there are definitely more beer cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are definitely, Portland's a beer, you know, we've definitely got some beer cities. Denver, you know.
Most of the Midwest.
A lot of the Midwest.
A lot of the Midwest. Similar.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah, Kansas City is definitely a beer city, no doubt. St. Louis, definitely a beer city. Best-selling cocktail, margarita, martini, old-fashioned, mimosa, and then Moscow Mule in that order, 1 through 5, in this country.
Happy Friday, all.
Get to your first world problems. Think about them. Jamie's got a really good one.
Mine's common. I know some of you have sympathized with me on Twitter about this one.
And for the record, we'll get to yours, irregardless if they're good or not. Text in your first world problems, 22980. Hey, it doesn't matter if they're good or irregardlessly if they're bad. We'll play them. We'll talk about them and we'll read them coming up. 22980, First World Friday. Next, irregardless.
I just lost my remote control. Starbucks coffee came back cold. The iPhone update took too long. No data to Shazam that song. The cleaning lady's late. Oh, how am I gonna get by? No Snapchat or Instagram, lest I get on Wi-Fi. First world problems. They're out of your craft beer. First world problems. No phone is my biggest fear. First world Fridays on KMBZ. First world Fridays with Wick and Jimmy.
All right, text them in, 22980, 22980. What is your first world problem? I mean, irregardless if it's good or bad, we want to hear it. Jamie?
Mine is this.
What?
This device in my hand.
Your phone?
Every time there is an update, I hate it. Every time there's an update on the phone, I fear what is about to happen after the phone turns on for the first time after that.
Okay.
And sure enough, there's been an update to Google and Gmail, and it's horrible.
I have it,
too. It is horrible, it's, the way it looks now.
It's fine.
So I use multiple Gmail accounts because I have different, I do some other work, and I and there's a personal account, and there's a separate professional. I use several for different reasons. So I'm on Gmail quite a bit. This is, I hate it.
I
this
think it's
awful.
It's clean. No, I like, I don't it. Like it. I'm loving the way it now, looks. I love the update.
Go back. Can I go back? Can I just go back? I just, can my phone not just, can I not just get a phone?
No.
And
no,
get
no,
used to it and no. like the way it works and then have it just stay that way.
Sam?
Until I get a different phone and then it can work a different way.
Do you have a Samsung or an iPhone?
I have a Samsung. All right, I'm checking out the new app.
Do you like the Gmail app?
I use
okay.
primarily
Do you like
the
way it looks?
App.
It stinks.
You know, I just opened it for the first time, and it was like, would you like me to walk you through it? And
no, tell it no.
Looking at it, I think it wants, I want it to, but I don't know.
Say no.
It looks very different.
You'll
don't
like it.
Change anything.
It's clean. It's great.
Leave it alone.
It's new and improved.
It does look very basic. Oh, now it's telling me how to switch accounts.
Don't.
Everything is new and that is improved.
Just say no. I just want things to stay the way I like it for once in your life. Leave it the way it should be.
Text in 22980.
Into the text line, my sister in Italy for a vacation that her husband won posted on Facebook, quote, I'm done. Business class has too much leg room. I have to lean forward to touch my iPad. And FYI, no Dunkin' Donuts in Italy. Can't wait to be home.
Ugh.
Please let her know
so terrible.
How awful she is.
Oh, my Lord.
That's pretty awful.
That's too bad. 22980. I got off work early but decided to skip lunch and I won't go out to eat until I'm home 40 minutes from now. Can't you stop on the way? Like, if you're hungry, unless you are, like, way out west, like, can't you just stop on the way and grab some food?
I got one.
Yeah.
All this weather, I have a pretty broken driveway, so it's impossible to shovel.
Oh,
and I
fun.
Slipped walking up my steps yesterday because I was too lazy to put my truck into four-wheel drive to go up my driveway.
it's pretty
does
good.
Does that require a lot of energy?
What no, I just have to reach my arm down and pull up a lever. And it'll engage, but I was just lazy, so I just dumped it on the street.
I was just lazy.
Walked up the steps and ate it on the steps.
You're too young to even be a millennial, so
right.
we can't even blame the millennial laziness thing, because you're not even a millennial.
No, I'm just lazy in general.
Generation Z over there. And so that's what you are. I don't know what you are.
Everybody, stop it with the irregardless.
What?
He was...
What do you mean?
Joking.
What do you mean?
He was... joking when he said it. He knows it's not a real word.
But Jamie, irregardless, he said it.
Irregardlessly, though, said it.
He did it because anytime anyone makes up a word, I lose my mind. He did it to make me laugh.
From the text line, Wicked, stop saying irregardless. You're better than that. No, I'm not.
I'm not. Joking.
I'm not better than that. That's one of my favorite things when you give a take that people don't like and they say, you're better than that.
Oh, I get that a lot. That lecturing is awesome.
I'm really not, though.
All right. I'm a teacher and our copier is out of staples, so I have to run copies and then staple everything by hand.
That's rough.
Apparently copiers do that. They staple themselves.
Big fancy copiers.
Not the one we have.
We had a call who complained about potholes. It was a First World Friday and kind of a warning for people with the weather coming up to watch for potholes.
Somebody said on the text line that pothole patrol is out of control. And I was watching the news this morning and they were showing there would be delays on 70, basically state line. Forever in Missouri. And I was thinking to myself, why is Pothole Patrol going to be on from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m.? Why wouldn't you do it at night? And then I was like, well, you probably have to be able to see the potholes.
Yes, and you don't want traffic.
But I was like, why not do it from midnight until 5 a.m. when there's nobody on the road to bother?
Why not do it in the middle of the night when you can't see what you're doing?
It took me 3 seconds to call myself an idiot.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
irregardless.
Right, irregardlessly. You know, it would be better for traffic and the driving around in the morning.
By the way, our parking lot, can that pothole patrol come to this side
bad.
Of the building? We got a couple in our parking lot right
bad.
In the middle of where people drive that.
My problem is with the singer for the song of First World Problems. I guess she's okay, I guess, for a bunch of tone-deaf honkies.
Wow.
That's my wife.
We don't say that word. That's not a kid-friendly
word. I hope she's
word.
Listening.
That's great.
Not a child-friendly word.
Goodness.
Here's this one. I was in a rush to get my daughter ready for daycare. Hit my pinky toe accidentally, yelled out the F-bomb. Now my daughter's third word that she is saying is the F-word.
Oh.
Now I'm sitting here pleading with a one-year-old to please say something new so my wife won't kill me. Yep, you got to watch out for that.
Someone says, I wish it would snow again. The wheels in my Lincoln are too expensive to drive through KC. I don't understand that. So you don't want to drive? Is that what you... I don't quite understand what that means. After trudging through the snow and ice delivering mail, I still have to wait 45 days until my California vacation. That's a real world problem, man. That's tough.
My hair appointment took too long. Now I'm late to work.
Oh, that's too bad.
Let's see.
Is that Dana texting in?
The hair appointment?
The hair appointment.
Hopefully Dana is at the 54th Street Grill in St. Joe.
You know what's even better? I don't even know how to set up a live remote.
Are you not working? Or is Rod not working
today? Rod's coming in, but we're in crunch time here.
He's not here yet. Rod is not here yet.
Kara? Oh. Sam doesn't know how to run a show that's on location like Dana and Parks are in 6 minutes.
Awesome. This will be fun.
Right? Rod said he's on his way. I'm just hoping I figured it out. I pushed some buttons. We'll see.
Great.
So Jamie and Wicket may have to stay overtime?
Boss is off. Parks is in St. Joe. Rod's not here yet.
Rod just pulled in the parking lot.
Okay.
He's got 5.5 minutes.
You'll be good.
Lightning quick Rod Babcock, they call him. I mean, irregardless, you're going to be fine. So it's going to be great.
Irregardless,
everybody have a great week.
Thanks, everyone, that texted in. It's 1:58. Dana and Parks are on the way next. Kara's in the newsroom.
Criminal charges dismissed against Schlitterbahn. More next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.